Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council member at large, and he's also the president of the council at the present time. J.P., welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bill.
So, J.P., it seems as though there's some decisions that seem to have been made where the city is abandoning the request for the $125 million loan and being presented before the State Bond Commission, which I think was going to take place today. Tell us about that thought process.
Well, the council was working directly with the legislative auditor to come up with a series of pieces of legislation to give complete fiscal control of the $125 million of funds into a specific account that would require additional level of transparency and oversight by the legislative auditor. And we were working in good faith with the auditor who chairs the committee, which Liz Murrow was on. And we thought that we had an agreement to pass these ordinances during a special council meeting, show up with the ordinances and all the resolutions and make our presentation to the fiscal advisory committee. What we found out after we passed all the ordinances is that the attorney general had made up her mind, so to speak, that it didn't matter what we did. It was fiscal administrator or bust. And once we were made aware that one of the three people on the committee did not care what we did and had decided that that was her hill to die on, we decided that it was not in the city's best interest to expose us to the possibility of a complete state takeover of city government to get that $125 million of proceeds. Now, to be clear, Noah, I know you've already covered this. There is no state skin in the game on this $125 million bonds. It is purely a ministerial duty for the bond commission to say, city, you can take out these bonds, which you have to repay yourself with no state interaction. The state's not on the hook for the bonds. It is simply a ministerial check mark that they do regularly for cities across the state. But it is not worth putting our sovereignty as a city on the line to get a $125 million loan the state has no stake in that our taxpayers have to repay anyway. It's just the risk wasn't worth the possibility of a state takeover.
Well, do we really know what the duration is? And is that an item that also is can be negotiated?
We were told by individuals in the conversations with the attorney general that specifically she said indeterminate amount of time. But the challenge is, Noel, and you see it in Bugaloosa, it's not reasonable. The point is, once you install the administrator, the committee that Attorney General Murrell sits on, they decide when the administrator leaves. So even if they tell you it'll be 2 months, 3 months, that's really kind of just to appease you. Once that super powerful fiscal administrator gets in, you cannot dislodge him unless they choose to let him go. And I want to be very clear, Clancy DuBose had a great explanation on your sister station, WWL. That administrator is not an accountant. They have a plenary powers over the entire city of New Orleans. They can do whatever the hell they want. The charter doesn't apply to them. All your elected officials, including the new mayor and new council who were elected pretty overwhelmingly, we all get pushed to the side. And I'll give you an example. In our charter, we have a tremendous amount of restrictions for zoning and the like in the Vieux Carré. If Amazon decides to put a service center in the Vieux Carré and the fiscal management individual believes that's going to generate revenue to help the city of New Orleans and that's going to generate immediately, they can disregard whatever laws are on the books and do whatever the hell they want. Full stop.
So we've made this decision. We're not going to go down this path at this juncture. Obviously, the other day, Joe Threat said that their bimonthly payroll is about $22 million. So you're looking at four payrolls. You're looking at $88 million. Do you think you can find the $88 million inside of this budget in cash available right now?
That is the conversations that we're having today and we've had since yesterday, which is that if we stop paying vendors, if we cut all programming, if we do nothing else but make sure that people who are employees are made whole, we are hopeful that we can eke through the end of the year to when the new budget kicks in. And I want to be clear because I don't want to also just be doom and gloom. I want to give a shout out to President Cameron Henry, who is still trying to get all of us back in the room next week to have a follow-up conversation to see if there is any room potentially to revisit this issue. I do think that we were having direct conversations with the legislative auditor and not everybody who's on the bond commission about all the different measures we passed yesterday. Because I want to be very clear, what we passed yesterday was a tremendous give for the city. The money that is our money that will be responsible to be repaid by our citizens, we were putting into a separate account that was to be overseen by the legislative auditor. And every disbursement from that account had to go get approval from the auditor and be done via council instrument each time a expenditure was made. So we made tremendous concessions in an effort to try and get everybody on the same page, because we do believe that there is certainly a lot of room with the current administration. I think there's a lot of expectation for extra transparency as this administration leaves. And we're not opposed to that. But at the same token, Newell, we don't want to be in a position where we are literally kneecapping and destroying the next administration and making the child pay for the sins of the father, because that's essentially what's happening right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Yeah, well, I mean, you are in a way anyway. I mean, maybe not to the extent, right, that with these additional restrictions that would be had thus far, because when you look at you know, the budget, and you're asking for $125 million, your tax revenue in the general fund's just over $500 million. So you're at about 20 to 22% of your entire tax budget that you're going to, you know, lock up. So it's going to beg.
You're 100% right.
It's going to beg a lot of cuts. And as I was listening to Liz Murrell, her feelings are is that, you know, basically the can is getting kicked down the road, and what's going to happen, you know, between now and then. Because as you know, it's a lot harder to create revenue enhancement as opposed to minimizing expenditures.
But no, her position fundamentally misunderstands where we are in our budget process. We're currently doing the budget for next year, and that budget is going to reflect the financial realities of next year. I want to be very clear. I want to talk about Liz Murrell for a second. Newell, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but not their own set of facts. She continues to have this narrative that the council is somehow in cahoots with the mayor of the city of New Orleans. Newell, you and I have been talking for 4 years. We've been fighting the mayor over transparency and accountability for 4 years. And I'm going to be very clear. While we have been sued in state court, going through the district court, the appellate court, Supreme Court, where was the brief from Liz Murrell in support of transparency, backing the council's play to have more fiscal transparency and more controls over the budget? What you have right now is someone who sees an opportunity. I don't know what she's running for next, Newell. I can only speculate. But when there was a jailbreak at the sheriff's office, the council worked with the attorney general on everything she wanted, including more transparency with the sheriff's office and financing. What changed between that working relationship and now? What changed is politics, because we have been fighting for years. The charter amendment that you and I have discussed for years, which I finally filed because now I have the ability to do so because things are that dire, to lock the city budget and prevent deficit spending going forward. These are the transformative things that we are doing as a new council with the support of the new mayor to change the game forever. Rather than focus on helping us turn the page to move the city forward, because on January 12th, LaToya Cantrell will be gone, what you see is an opportunity by a singular, and I mean singular because she is out here by herself at this level, singular person trying to kick us in the teeth while we are down before a new mayor can come on and right the ship. Because the reality is next year's budget is going to be anemic. It is going to be an austerity budget reflecting the fact that we are going to go in with zero safety net. Because we're not able to go to the bond commission and pull that money down, no, we're going to have to tap the rainy day fund, which is going to leave the new mayor with no wiggle room going into hurricane season, because the attorney general has decided it's more important to get headlines and political points than be a partner. We are still willing to have conversations about what additional other things they want oversight over this money that, by the way, is not their money, but additional oversight to make everyone comfortable. But her position, the attorney general, is I don't want to work with you. I want to control you. And like I said, once you get that administrator in, you and I both know two of the three people on that fiscal advisory committee are one's running for Senate and one's running for something else. When you put a fiscal administrator over the city for an indeterminate amount of time, you have a person who runs the city of New Orleans. Two things are going to happen. One, all your potholes, all those calls you make to us, you're going to have to call Baton Rouge now and talk to them. And number two, it's about donors, Newell. If a donor decides, hey, I want to build my 17-story condo in the middle of the warehouse district next to the convention center, well, and they talk to someone who can tell the administrator to let it happen,
JP,
all of it's gone.
I think we're kind of getting out over our skis a little bit, because I would offer the following up. One, I go back to what you said before. I think there's a lot of value to bring everybody into the room and make it very clear as to what everybody's positions may be. I'm not ready to jump into the Machiavellian pool just yet, because I do believe there's a lot to hang. Everybody's got a lot to hang their hat on in the formulation of their own opinion, right? And when you talk about, you know, austerity budgets, it's like, well, I've heard that not in other, in context in other jurisdictions. And, you know, I always say, well, define austerity. What does that mean? You know, and there's going to be, I think that there's reluctance in the minds of some that we're going to be able to deal with this issue moving forward. And so it's going to be interesting to see. I think there's value in getting in the room. And what if we came to an agreement that the administrator was going to be Mike Wagesback? I think you would be in a tough decision to say no.
I would never be in a tough position to surrender the authority of the city for an indeterminate amount of time. I think that if you look at what we proposed, Newell, other than the plenary authorities to ignore the city charter, we passed yesterday essentially makes Mike Wagesback in charge of the $125 million to run government through the end of the year, which is a tremendous concession. But I agree. I mean, I will tell you, we've been here before. When Dutch Morial left and City Bartholomew came in with a budget hole, he furloughed everyone in city government. We can do that. And honestly, I don't see a universe in which government doesn't shrink next year. It has to. We lost.
No, y'all have no choice.
ARPA. All right. Yeah. So, I mean, there is certainly a path to right-size government, and we're going to have to as a council and new mayor. I think that the city has proven historically we can do that. But rather than being given the opportunity to do so, instead what you see is people taking the opportunity to try and take control of government for an indeterminate amount of time. But like I said, President Henry has been
I would only say this. What is your confidence level of the information that you have available today? As you look at the financial statements of the city of New Orleans, where would you assess your confidence level on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 being very confident.
I mean, as far as, like, generally speaking, I think it'd probably be like a 6. And I mean, to be clear,
When I'm looking at other people that are making judgments, and if the president of the council says that his confidence level in the financial statements that are being reported out of the city administration today is a 6, I just think that's a cause for concern, a big cause for concern. So, I try to put myself in other people's shoes, and I thought you gave it the number I thought you were going to give it, because that's pretty much the number I give it, about a 6. That's not a high level of confidence in these financial statements, especially after we've worked this thing for 4 weeks now. And as they stand today, a lot of people that know finances, they're probably going to give it around that same rating, a 6, which is it's a sad commentary. Right. And I think that's what's driving a lot of these folks' concern. If I remove all of the other stuff, all the noise, and I look at it in a vacuum, that in and of itself, in my mind, justifies people saying, whoa, maybe we need to have, I don't know, I'm not saying it's got to go full Monty to the administrator, because I don't like that. So let me just throw that out. But it's got to be something in between, right, where there's an independent third party that's got their eye on this. And I can't think of anybody better than Mike Wagesback. I think he'll shoot it straight. He's done so thus far. He's exemplified that, moving forward. And if that's something that everybody could agree to, I think it'd be well worth everybody's while at the end of the day. And he's not going to go running around building buildings for people. That I can promise you, it's not going to happen.
Newell, let me add
fiduciary obligations of being the legislative auditor.
Well, let me add one thing. what I authored yesterday to the point of me having a six is I authored a full deep dive, which the council voted for unanimously, to bring in Mike Wagespack and Ed Michelle to analyze the expenditures of the Cantrell administration from 2022 through current. Because when, like what you saw with the deficit, the numbers, the math didn't match. I have tremendous respect and I value Mike Wagespack as a partner. And I think he can be a tremendous partner and continues to be a partner in taking this city forward. But there's a difference between being a partner and being the boss. And I agree with you. I think that, like I said with President Henry, there is certainly an opportunity for cooler heads to prevail and for us to reach a compromise, because we do all have tremendous faith in Mike being a valuable partner and moving this forward. But what you're hearing from the Attorney General is not a partner.
No, I understand your concerns. I don't like that situation. I don't. I want to leave it there. I don't like that. I think getting in a room and getting smarter heads thinking emotional intelligence, we can craft something that everybody's going to feel good about. This, what you propose, goes, in my mind, two-thirds, if not 80% down the field. I mean, I think it's huge. I think y'all made huge concessions to this. And if someone can't say that this is a good faith effort, then they're just not being objective. And I would agree with everything else that you had to say at that point in time, right? But we got to get out to the break. So, JP, thank you so much for joining us. Great conversation. Always appreciate that with you. New Orleans City Council member and president of the council. Best of luck in this endeavor. Hopefully y'all able to get in that room sooner rather than later. Thank you, sir. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.